The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Thomas Asik. Here's a headline. Everyone agrees that life begins at conception. Now, I don't know when everyone agreed on this, but I sure am in agreement. I can't find anyone, he writes, including Planned Parenthood and the pro-abort media, who disagree about what science has to say about the beginning of human life. You strangely interest me, stranger. What you say that the March for Life caused the publishing of several public statements and articles that lambasted the junk and debunked science of pro-lifers and offered existing science as a substitute? The march did proclaim as its 2019 theme that pro-life is pro-science and that humans are unique from day one. To counter the only tenable argument for abortion that the unborn are not living human beings, the march said that none of the scientific evidence about the beginning of life supports the idea that life begins at any other time than fertilization. Here's another way to think about this practically, by the by. Practically speaking, the pro-aborts themselves acknowledge that there is a life in the expectant mother from the nanosecond she discovers that she's pregnant. Now, how do we know this? Because they act with immediacy and urgency. Hey, you're 8 weeks along. Plenty of time to do some killing, but the clock is ticking. They acknowledge the longer you go, the more it looks like a human. If you get a video ultrasound, the more likely you're going to be that I can't. So, and the farther along you go, the more risk there is of permanent damage to the reproductive system. So that's, now folks, that's real reproductive justice, isn't it? But the pro-aborts themselves, now they may not want to admit this, but using a little bit of Thomistic or scholastic reasoning and logic, they are admitting, that's an admission that there is life there. Life is my creature. It's alive. It's alive. And they act with immediacy, knowing the clock is ticking. It's getting bigger. It's growing. The only things that grow on this earth are alive. Even if it's a tacit admission, it's still an admission. Now, if you were to tell one of these infanticidal maniacs this, they start lecturing you about reproductive justice and what have you. Don't buy it. So Mr. Asik said, now let's take a look at who said what about the science of life? Harper's Bazaar headlined, quote, anti-abortion activists are still defending forced birth with debunked science, close quote, against the pseudoscience of anti-choice activists. The article cited the authority of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists that fetuses, again, what's fetus? Latin for baby. That fetuses, by the by, if you're going to use a Latin word, fetuses is not the plural form of fetus. It would be feti with that A-E diphthong at the end of it. It could be feti. Could end in an I. Would there be a Latin way to conjugate or to...
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.